The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
If you would have asked me 10 years ago, what was the possibility of a new civil war in America? I mean a real civil war. Like the Civil War of the 1860s. 10 years ago, I would have said, well, there's... I don't know why you're asking the question. There is no chance in the world. Ask me that today, and I would say there is a very real possibility that in the next few years, if things do not change, we could have a bloody civil war here in America. I really believe that is a possibility. I don't believe it's a probability, but it's a possibility. Hey, welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me. Telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. If you are a regular listener, you know I don't deal in sensationalism. I don't say outrageous things just to get people all riled up and create controversy. That's not me. I don't do that. But I believe that powers on the liberal left are becoming so radical and so mainstream that if their influence continues unabated, we could have a civil war here in America. And I mean, I'm not talking about like the race riots of the 60s. I mean an all-out civil war. Now, what prompted that comment today? I don't know whether you've heard of the 1619 Project, but if not, you need to become familiar with it. It is a major initiative from the New York Times Magazine. It's the 1619 Project. Now, why 1619? Because according to this project from the New York Times Magazine, that is the real birthday of America. 1619. Now, I think most of you would say, what do you mean 1619, the real birth of America? That's when slavery was first introduced in the North American continent. Long before America was established as a nation, long before the Declaration of Independence, long, long, long before the Constitution, 1619. Now, what is the purpose of the New York Times 1619 Project? Well, let me tell you what they are saying. The purpose of the project is to, and I quote, reframe American history. Here is one of America's major news sources admitting that they want to rewrite American history. They want to completely rewrite it. They want to reframe American history. And the premise is that they believe that America was built on slavery. The very foundation of America was slavery. America was established by slavery. because of slavery and for slavery. This is why America was established. America wouldn't be a nation if it weren't for slavery. And the whole reason why our founding fathers actually founded this country was to continue and embrace slavery. Now, folks, let me say something. I have said it thousands of times. Slavery is a blight on American history. The dark, dark period in American history, and everything about slavery should be condemned. Everything about it. With that said, we must realize the times. Slavery at that time, in the 17th century, the 16th century, was not just present, but prevalent almost everywhere on the planet. Slavery was rampant in Africa. Africans enslaving Africans. Africans selling Africans. Slavery was rampant in the Muslim culture. Slavery was present in Europe. Slavery was present in Asia. And by the way, Native Americans practiced slavery. Native Americans bought and sold other tribes of Native Americans. Slavery was present on the American continent before the Europeans ever got here. Does that diminish the evil of slavery? No, it does not, but it puts it into context. This piece from the New York Times Magazine is so filled with distortions, exaggerations, omissions, and downright lies about American history. But it will inflame people. And a person who does not discern properly will read this piece, and it's 100 pages long. It is a major project, the 1619 Project. It will absolutely inflame the uninitiated, the unthinking, the gullible, the easily influenced, and will cause chaos. Now, I am not going to go through all of the details of the 1619 Project and where it is horribly wrong, because someone else has done it in a much better way. And, Aaron, I want to make sure we put up from the Federalist. Article is, no, America wasn't built on slavery, but faith that all men are created equal. It is from the Federalist. It is a well-documented, well-done editorial piece taking point by point and absolutely refuting the inflammatory statements made by the New York Times Magazine. It's an excellent piece, well-documented, and if you're concerned about this, all right, it's already up. I knew that would be true. It's already on Facebook. It's already on Twitter. That's another reason why you need to become a part of our social media family. People are going to be talking about this 1619 Project for a long time. It's going to come out in the Democratic debates, because this is the narrative from the liberal left. America is evil. The founders were evil. Our foundation is evil. And it simply is not true. We should in no way diminish the evil of slavery. In no way. But it must be put into context, and it must be an objective study of the role of slavery in America. And this piece from the Federalist just does an exceptional job. So if you're not interested, there's no sense in me taking a whole lot of time and dealing with it. And if you are interested, You're going to get a lot more out of reading this piece than listening to my synopsis of it. No, America wasn't built on slavery, but faith that all men are created equal. I hope you care enough about this in American history and what the liberal left is trying to do to rip us apart, to shred America, all in the name of regaining power. All right, Frank in Columbus, I'll come to you when we return. You're listening to Bob Burney Live. Stay tuned.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome back to Bob Burney Live. And as I promised, we're going to head to Frank in Columbus. Hey, Frank, how are you today? Welcome.
Good afternoon, Bob. I hope you're doing well. I'm well myself.
I am well and blessed.
Well, and thank you for your time again today. So you were just speaking about the possibility of a civil war. I will submit that we're already in the beginning stages. And the reason why I say that is, okay, we have Antifa out there beating people of other persuasions, mostly political persuasions. We have a Democratic Party who pushes all these agendas of hate against people who think like I do, are conservative. We're racist. We're everything you can think of that's bad. We are that. And unfortunately, I don't see how you stop the trend. I don't see a way back, to be quite honest with you. I see Trump probably winning in 2020, just like I did in 2016. And I believe that it's going to get even worse when that happens. And a civil war just doesn't happen. There's leading steps to what happens in civil strife. And we're seeing it all around us, where one side is making the other look evil, bad, and trying to turn everybody against that side. And unfortunately, this country used to be, you can have your opinion, and if I don't like it, too bad. But now everything offends somebody if I have an opinion. And instead of trying to talk about the opinion, or trying to talk about their view and mine, they don't want to hear mine. They want to force theirs upon me. So I really think that there's no way back.
Well, I would disagree with that, and that I think that there is. If we would have a revival in America, first of all, a biblical revival, secondly, a revival of constitutional truth, but if the left gets their way in rewriting our history and they can convince enough people that America at its core is evil and racist and bigoted, then it's going to be very difficult to bring it back. But Frank, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Thank you very much. Let me just say this, and Craig in Mount Gilead, I'm going to come to you in a moment, but I say this constantly, the devil lives in the extremes. And folks, listen to me. Listen to me. We must avoid the extremes, whether it's the extreme left or the extreme right. I deal with the extreme left on this program all the time. Almost every day I deal with the extreme left, and I make the statement, everything the left touches, it kills, it destroys. And I believe that is true. And the far liberal left is doing everything they can to polarize us, to divide us. And I think a civil war would delight leaders of the liberal left because they thrive on chaos. They do. But I am very concerned about the far right, the radical right. Now, when we talk politics, okay, let's talk politics just for a moment. I'll try to wrap this up. And then, Craig, I'll come to you after the bottom of the hour break. So I want to hear what you have to say. But listen carefully. The far left, no matter what Donald Trump does, they hate him. It doesn't make any difference what he does. It doesn't make any difference what he says. It makes no difference. If he walked on water, they would accuse him of not being able to swim. You know, it doesn't make any difference. He forgave. You know, the liberal left is all about forgiving student debt. Well, Donald Trump, through executive action, wiped out all disabled veterans' student debt. The liberal left still hates him. But the far right... There are many, many, many people on the right. No matter what Donald Trump does, he is walking on water. Whatever he does is wonderful, 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 wonderful. And anybody who criticizes Donald Trump in any way, shape, or form, which I do occasionally when it's justified, they're the enemy. They have unconditional, unthinking loyalty to a man and a party. That is distressing as well. I keep saying this. I do not have unconditional loyalty to anybody other than Jesus Christ. I appreciate most of what Donald Trump has done, but I do not have unconditional loyalty to him. He is not the Savior. He is not the Redeemer. And when you look at economics, he's not even a conservative. And I promised my radio listeners, when he does something good, I will praise him and give him credit. When he does something bad, I'll criticize him for it. And I've done my best to be true to that. But there are many, many, many conservatives that are so unconditionally, blindly loyal to Donald Trump that they've gotten their priorities all messed up. And it's dangerous. I probably should spend more time warning my audience about that. Not more than the left, because I think they are more dangerous, but this unconditional, undeniable, unthinking, blind loyalty to any politician, whether it's Donald Trump or anybody else, is wrong. And we cannot fall prey to that. We cannot. The devil lives in the extremes. The extreme left and the extreme right. All right, now that I've ticked off about half of you, we'll take a break.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.